start episode 111, Rob.
111.
One, triple one.
Triple one.
Triple one. Do you think we'll get to triple nickel?
The triple.
Yeah, 555. Triple nickel. I think whenever we see it, in the,
I just want to make it to 666.
There you go. The number of the beast, baby.
That's right.
All right. We can do it. We can keep it rocking.
Yeah.
I mean, these first 111 have flown by. I mean, never have we ever wondered what to talk about. I mean, there is just, it's been a pleasure.
We've had to stop ourselves.
Honestly, yeah. We've had to be like, I have to get back to work.
Pace yourself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, 111. We've got an interesting topic that our friend Mike brought up. And the idea of, is graphic design art? That's the topic. Is graphic design art, right? Your initial, we started talking about it out in the hallway. I was like, oh, let's do a podcast about it.
Yeah.
Right. So in your initial, and you said, hey, shortest podcast ever. Cause the answer is
yes.
Yes. Graphic design is art.
Yeah. I said yes.
Yeah.
Just because it's for commercial purposes doesn't mean it's not art.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Is my kind of my, yeah. cause that I immediately thought of like, okay, well, is graphic design art? Is a comic book artist a graphic designer?
Yes.
Okay.
Can be. Yeah. Okay. I mean, not all of them are, but yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And would you consider comic books art?
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
It's sequential art.
I think so.
Sequential storytelling. Yeah. I mean, it's no different than cave paintings. That's art.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that is a graphic representation of a, either a story or an instance
or an
act. A snapshot. It could be an act. Exactly.
Like eating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spaghetti.
Or you know, getting the buffalo or whatever, yeah. You know, the woolly rhinoceros or something like that. Right. Yeah. I think, you know, the bigger conversation is if you talk about the intersection of commerce and art, right? And what graphic design is, does it nullify its artistic integrity, right? Now, I will say, to further complicate this conversation and to prolong the podcast, you know, I very firmly delineate graphic design in this instance from advertising, right? And we do both, and we commingle a lot together, right? But graphic design absolutely can be art. You look at, like, award-winning graphic design posters and things like that, right?
Yeah.
That are talking about war in the Middle East or this, you know, like different sort of topics, right?
Yeah.
Graphic design can absolutely be artistic and absolutely can be art. And those artists, you know, designers can be paid handsomely for that, but that doesn't nullify the fact that it is an art. I mean, it's art.
I would argue this too, like, okay, client comes to us and says, we need a poster.
Okay. Oh,
great. We design the poster and then we charge them for that poster.
Correct.
We're selling a piece of art.
Yeah. Commercial art.
Of commercial art.
Yeah.
But how is that any different than I'm an artist, I painted a painting and I just went and sold it to somebody?
How is that?
I mean, you're still trading art for money.
Yes. Yes. I guess, well, is your example still firmly entrenched in the graphic design, sort of topic or arena, or are you talking about, it doesn't matter.
I'm talking about art,
design, or advertising.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
To me, it doesn't matter.
Well, I don't know. I, you know, advertising to me is not art. I know this sounds crazy, but like, I think graphic design can absolutely be artistic and is, and can be an art form, right? Is advertising art?
Yes.
It is art.
I think it is.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And here I am. I'm the one saying it's not.
I think it is. It's a creative discipline. And I think you can, I mean,
yeah,
I think.
Win free concert tickets by drinking this tasty beverage, or enter for your chance to win. I mean, now that's promotion, but still that's advertising. It's, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's varying degrees, right?
Yeah.
So there's, yes, if it's a promo postcard.
Yeah.
With a Coke can on it.
It's a
and an enter to win, whatever.
Yeah.
Is that as artistic? No.
What about an ad that's in People magazine for Oreos? Like,
yeah. Just,
that could be art.
Absolutely.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, I think it totally can.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like advertising just is, I mean, I guess, I, you know, I hear what you're saying, but it feels like yucky art. You know what I mean? It's not highfalutin art, if that makes sense. You know,
it doesn't feel pure.
So, yeah.
Okay. So would you agree that movies are art?
Are
like a movie, like a film, is that a piece of art?
Wow. I hadn't considered this, ever. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say movies are artistic, you know, and I think that actors are artists, you know, for sure.
Okay.
I even think that there's a tremendous amount of artistic need for everyone collaborating in a movie. And movies are made by thousands of people.
Right? So if a movie is art, then if I pay you.
Are you going to ask me if commercials are
art? To drive a Volkswagen in that movie.
Okay.
And you agree to that.
Yeah.
Does that all of a sudden make the movie an ad?
I see where you're going here with like a product placement scenario.
I mean, does that change?
Does it cheapen it? No. No, I don't.
So that doesn't change the.
No. But is the Volkswagen commercial a 30-second, hey, everybody, Jettas are on sale. It's the sign and drive Jetta thingamajiggy, whatever, this summer, come get $5.99 off, blah, 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 all that stuff. I don't consider that art. I mean, I feel like that's a commercial, you know? Also, too, like, advertising, by definition, is a interruption to whatever experience you are having, right?
So the person who... The person who designs the ad isn't a graphic designer. They're, what would their job title be?
They're an art director, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're an art director.
Yeah. So are they an artist? Okay. I see where you're going. You're leading the witness. You're doing a good job.
It's a blurry line.
Yeah.
And there is no right answer, of course.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's, if we want to venture into fine art in regards to this conversation, the easiest one to pick on is Lichtenstein, right? The famous pop artist, right? And all the pop art got a lot of flack on. Is that art? Come on. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. You know, all that stuff, right? But Lichtenstein, who 100% verified, just blatantly ripped off comic book artists, right?
Right.
Like, oh, we took a Jack Kirby panel or a John Byrne, whatever, right? And we just enlarged that panel and painted it. Didn't change literally anything.
Right.
So it was, hey, I didn't change the colors. I didn't change the composition. I didn't change the dot pattern. I changed nothing. I took, you know, a comic book strip or a panel, and then made it, you know, what?
Ginormous.
Yeah, like, you know, 80 inches wide or whatever that, and then sold that for tons of money, right? And it got hung in museums and things like that, right? And then that became a like, well, hold on a second here. Is that really like, it's art? Like, what? And not only is it art, but it's like just blatant plagiarism. I mean,
I just took somebody's work and made it bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that art? I mean, yes, the whole world has agreed for, you know, 50 plus years that is art, right? Now, it's a different conversation about ethics. You know what I mean? Should Lichtenstein's family and estate and everything still be benefiting from all that? I don't know. I'm not smart enough to really answer that question, you know? Yeah. Other pop artists, you know, and you could think about the Campbell Soup, you know, and the Marilyn Monroe and all the Andy Warhol stuff, right?
Yeah, Warhol.
But the Campbell, like Marilyn Monroe, okay, whatever.
But his was an interpretation.
Yeah, well, but the Campbell Soup cover.
Right.
Is, or not cover, but it, you know, the Campbell Soup can.
Right.
The tomato soup can, right? Is, just I don't want to say reprinting, but I'm going to say reprinting the existing design of the Campbell's Soup. You know, can at that time.
Right.
You know, it's the packaging, right? Yeah. Now we've got it in all the different colors. We're doing different things with it and we're doing, you know what I mean? But that is package design, right? That's somehow managed to become, you know, fine art to a certain extent, right? So, I mean, that's an interesting kind of
topic. I think fundamentally commerce to me as a concept does not dictate whether or not something is art.
I agree. I mean, artists have to be paid for
it. Because I mean, pay to go to the High Museum of Art.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, exactly.
So I don't think that...
Or XYZ painter or illustrator, I love that painting you did of a tiger. Will you paint me a bear?
Right.
You know what I mean? Okay, here is money for you to paint. You know, that doesn't devalue that amazing painting of a tiger or a bear.
Right. So.
Okay, so we're both totally in agreement that commerce has nothing to do with.
I think commerce doesn't dictate whether something is art or not.
I guess for me, it's a sliding scale of.
Yes.
You know, going down to.
I would agree with that.
The
sweepstakes banner ad.
Are websites art?
Art?
Yeah.
Are websites art? Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
digital media can be. There's digital art installations and.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We had a developer that had his, physical, thing in the office too. Remember that?
His physical thing.
Remember when Dave had his installation? He had an artistic installation
and we had it in the 3D printed.
Yeah, it was all sorts of stuff. It was a bunch of Arduinos and a bunch of lights or whatever like that. It was, for those that have no idea what we're talking about, because we barely know what we're talking about, it was a 3D physical installation in a gallery. And he had been working on it with his wife for a number of months. And then after the show, I was like, hey, whatever happened to that? He's like, oh, it's just in our house. I was like, oh, dude, you should bring it in the office. Put it in here. You know, and it was a, I'm going to totally botch this, but it basically was this tall, collapsible accordion lamp. Right. For lack of, so, you know, it had a whole bunch of like pistons and gears and Arduinos and whatever that. And it had all these different lights, LED light colors inside this. I'm going to call it a lampshade, like an accordion looking lampshade. Right.
Yeah.
And it was a physical display of anxiety. So it had all these motion sensors. So the closer you get to it, right, it would literally compress itself. It would like shrink, you know what I mean? And like come down and it would change colors. And then when no one was near it and you backed away, it would then like reveal itself. It would like stand back up again.
I don't remember it.
You don't remember that at all?
I don't remember.
And it changed colors.
That.
Oh, dude, it was awesome. Well, by the end, it was like, you know, it was just kind of sitting here in the office.
Yeah,
and, you know.
I don't remember the interactive.
Yeah, that was part the whole. Well, it worked the first week or so, and then maybe it started, you know, not work so well. I don't know. And then it ended up, and Dave brought it home, you know, which I assume it's still there somewhere. So, it was pretty, you know, but I would consider that art, even though that's all like pistons and digital sensors and lights and things like that. That's definitely artistic, and that's, you know, and those two guys are artists in their own respect. So
I mean, at the end of the day, I agree that it is a sliding scale from fine art to, you know, commercial art, or the lowest common denominator of commercial art, whatever that happens to be. But and then it's subjective. Is something art? I don't know. Maybe to me it is. Maybe to you it isn't.
Yeah. You know, photography. Photography's art.
Photography's absolutely art.
Yeah, I totally agree, right? But the subject matter of what the photograph is has no bearing on if it's art or not, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
The medium is art.
Okay. Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
The medium is art.
Well, I was just thinking about like the, you know, what's the lowest form of the sliding scale being like, oh man, all the like, whatever is stuck to a telephone pole or shellacked onto a wall. You know what I mean? Like that sort of promotionally like janky whatever. But those things are awesome, you know, and some of those like posters and flyers and things like that are super cool.
Yeah.
And then I know we've all seen those great photos and textures of like, oh, there's like a million staples in this.
Yeah.
You know, and they're all rusted and all, you know, that's very artistic.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that there is an art to creating ads. I would think about it that way. So I would think about like,
there is
like a book, a great novel, The Great Gatsby. Is that art?
Sure. Novelists are artists,
right?
Yeah.
Crafting an amazing headline is the same thing. Meaning I have 26 letters to play with and I'm going to arrange them in a way that is entertaining or
captivating
or whatever it is.
Yeah.
To attract a reader.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you get the inspiration and it hits and you craft an amazing piece of, power of persuasion, I think that there is an art form to it for sure. You know,
we're artists, damn it.
Yeah. Well, we talked about like, you know, training the brain and how to become like, you know, how to get in the rhythm and how to, you know, when you're not in the rhythm, how to do it and stuff like that. And, you know, there is, I guess muscle memory associated with it, but there also is, you have to pull inspiration from life, and that's what artists do. And there's, you have to be aware of your surroundings and, you know, and it has to be relevant for that time. And then, but from a, you know, if we apply back to the original question, graphic design, there is something interesting and timeless about graphic design, right? Graphic design is the anti-fashion, right? It should be, unless it's specifically seasonal, of course, whatever you're designing, but, you know, there is an argument to be made for design to be timeless and things like that. So,
all right. What would you, this is our spinoff question.
Yeah.
What would you, how would you, delineate between art direction and graphic design? Cause they are, a lot of people consider them two different things. They overlap a lot.
Yeah. Well, they are two different job titles. Definitely. Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I guess is art director like the more superior job title to graphic designer? I guess it is. I don't know that it is, but I'm thinking about like large agency land, like how things are structured.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
So how what was the question again? I totally derailed.
What's the difference between an art director and a graphic designer?
Okay.
I'll phrase it that way.
I think the way that I've explained it is the ability to conceptualize, and it's more than just looking a certain way. It's more about like an art director thinks more, not only about what it looks like, but then again, back to the power of persuasion, what does it compel somebody to do? You know, it's like adding extra senses on top of just what does it look like, right? Okay. 'Cause a graphic designer can say, hey, I want it to look retro. I want it to look vintage. I want it to look modern. I want it to look old fashioned. I want it to look like this or whatever that. But I think, purpose and rationale and meaning is potentially what that next level up on top of graphic design is, right? And purpose. That's what starts to think about into art direction. It's not only like, hey, it's not only why does it look this way, but why are we even thinking about it doing that?
I think purpose is a good word to describe it. What is the purpose of this?
Yes, exactly. So
it's to sell more cars or it's to make now, Coke look delicious or whatever.
Structurally, too, I think that there's more – because you are a director, right? Technically, you're managing potentially teams or other people around the team or whatever the project may be. So there's more responsibility traditionally than a traditional graphic designer, I guess.
Yeah, the graphic designer doesn't think about. I'm trying to figure out how to because it's a fine line, but but I think purpose is the key word. The art director thinks about the purpose of creating the art. The graphic designer just
designs,
just creates the art.
Yeah,
and the of course it's inspired and has meaning.
Yeah, yeah. I think when I taught at the circus, and I know you taught at Portfolio Center, you know, the paths were different from an education perspective, and there was more conceptual development, I think, on the art director side, and it was a little bit more collaborative with copywriters, and it was a little bit more trying to answer the question why.
Yeah.
Right. It's a little bit more why are we doing this? Why? Which ties into your purpose, right? Why would somebody react a certain way after seeing a piece of creative that that I developed, right? And then, why are we doing the piece of creative that we're doing? Why don't we do this one instead? You know, like it's
because we want somebody to act on it and not just admire it.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a tough question though. You know, there's no
right answer.
Yeah, there's no universal answer for different stages of, agency life or design firms, things like that.
Right.
Both of them I would still consider artists though, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right, we solved it. We're artists.
Yeah. We're artists, damn it. I think that's the phrase that pays for today.
So. We're artists, damn it.
Well, drop us a note. Let us know if you think graphic design is art.
We can create some art for you.
Yeah, exactly. Where can people find us if they want to create that art, Rob?
Worldwideweb.mocktheagency.com, of course. And then on the socials at mocktheagency, of course.
All right.
Cool. And there you have it. We'll see you next time for 112.
Yep. All right. Thanks, everybody.